Amen. Ow. Hey, thank you all for being here today. You got up and everything today, so real impressive. How many of y'all are glad that this year is coming to a close, and now we're going to be opened up for new things in a new year? And we're going to talk about that a little bit, to get prepared to move through the series of life. How many of you noticed that Christmas gets here quicker than it used to? Any of y'all in that zone? Christmas gets here quicker than it used to. Okay. Now that means this. Your dial's moving a little faster, and really time's not moving any faster. Here's what really happens. You become aware of time. But it takes a while in life before you become aware of time. You know, I remember it took forever to get to be 16. And ever since that moment, the rest has flown downhill. And so I want us to make sure that we are utilizing the days God gives us in very excellent ways. That's going to be kind of the message today. To use where you are and who you are and what God's given you in excellent ways. Isn't that great? How many of y'all glad to know we got a lot to be thankful for in this place? Yes, I want to thank God for you all, each and every one of you. Go ahead. Yeah, you praise Him. I mean, hey, it's okay to get your praise on, all right? Here's the deal. And listen, we're going to talk in the next 7 weeks about the direction of the church, where we're going, what's it about, where we're rolling, okay? Now, I want to encourage you on some things. Obviously, if you are yet to receive Jesus Christ, we're going to more than highly recommend that, all right? You got to get connected first. And I just want to make, and I go over this all the time. Sometimes folk ask me, they say, Pastor, why do you keep going over this? And I said, it's because most of us come from this general area of the country, okay? And there is a real fallacy in this area of the country where a lot of people believe if they go to church and do whatever they consider good things, that they're connected to heaven. And that's not the truth. The truth is we're connected to heaven when we realize I have sinned and not done what God wanted me to do. And the Lord Jesus Christ's grace has come into my life, forgiven me of my sins. God saved me. Now I can live in a most excellent way. See the difference? But I want to give some thanks for some things in this 2010 year, a banner year. Eddie, so it's the last time I'm going to talk about it. This was a great year, but guess what? Now we got to ask God, what do you got in store for the next moments? But I want to thank all of y'all, first of all, for sharing your faith, inviting people to go to heaven with you. 516 people in this church year confessed their faith in baptism, highest year ever in the life of our church. That's great. I want to thank you all for being faithful in your giving. In your giving. Guess what? We are participating in a facility that has been paid off, and that opens up the doors to all kinds of possibilities in this church. Now, guess what the devil's going to want to do? We will have the devil in our midst. And here's what, and I don't want you to do it in your personal life, and I don't want us to do it in our church life. I can't believe we've been together for now over 20 years. 20 years will ring it out in March. That'll be the completion of the 20th year, and we start our 21st year of ministry together. We'll finally be legal in the church. What do you think? We're going to be 21. We're going to start our 21st year of ministry together. And you know what? We've had a lot of great things go on here. There's no doubt about it. God's shown himself in some big ways. But let me tell you what we can't do. We can't talk about what God's done the past 20 years. We can't live there, and we can't stay there, and we can't hold on to there. I would hate 5 years from now to people be talking about what God did in 1995 at Hillview Heights Church. Because that'd be really sad, because what we want to be doing is rejoicing, living in the moment of what God is doing. So I want you to write that down. As you complete a year and enter a new year, we got to examine and say, God, what are you going to be doing in my life this year? I want to be open to what you want to do in 2011. I want to be open to this moment with you, Holy Spirit. You see, God does some interesting things. First of all, he tells us to follow him. How many of y'all glad? Now, who gives the command to follow? God.
We watch it even. We don't decide where God's going. How many of y'all have understood that? We don't decide where God's going. God already has a great life in store for us. He gives it to us from heaven, and we follow him into the most excellent life. Chris Allen, I'm glad you showed up. I want you to know that I was waiting for this moment today to thank you for a white Christmas. Y'all give Chris a hand. He scored. Hold on. Chris. I mean, he was playing Vegas odds. He called it last week, a week ago. He called that white Christmas. I knew that because Elizabeth gets, I don't get you tweets. I don't want to hear them. But my wife gets them, huh?
My prayer life's getting better.
Your prayer life's getting better. I just think God said, he looked down and had mercy. He said, Chris, it's been a long time. I'm going to give you one. That's what I think happened. I don't know. But no, Chris, we love you. Thanks for what you do in this community. Guess what? We cannot talk about where we've been, but I tell you what, we better live in where we're going. Now, bottom line, talk with me just a little bit today. Where do we all end up? For those of us who have repented of our sins, asked Jesus Christ into our lives, received his grace, we know we've been crucified with him, we've been risen with him. Where do we all end up? Give me the bottom line. Don't get too complicated here. Bottom line, where? Now, are any of y'all excited about that?
Yes, sir.
Because I want to give you a new way to live. Sometimes I do get, y'all ever get a little frustrated? Here's where I get frustrated. I want you to lock this word in. Excellence. We have an excellent life to live, and sometimes we don't live it out. Now, there was a slogan in our community this past year. It said, to catch excellence. Since I saw that slogan all over town, I began to ponder the slogan, to catch excellence. Well, the problem is we don't catch excellence. That's the problem with the slogan. We don't catch excellence. We can't create excellence because at our core, we're not excellent. How many of y'all found that? At our core, we're not excellent. Any of y'all discovered that? How many of y'all discovered, I got some things that are pretty good, but I don't have too many things that are excellent. I don't hear my wife telling me most of the time I'm excellent. I don't hear my children saying, Dad, you're just excellent, I tell you. I don't hear that word a lot. Don, you hear that word a lot? No, I hear this. That's all right. You did pretty good. You did. No, but excellent is who Christ is. Now, I want to tell you something that's really phenomenal. We don't catch excellence, but when Christ comes into our lives, excellence catches us. That's a big difference, isn't it? Excellence catches me and you in our lives. So here's going to be my encouragement in the new year, that we get released by the excellence that has caught us. Think about it. All of our sin has been forgiven. This is what? Good, y'all got it. This is what? Come on, work with me here. I know y'all got, look, some of y'all still going, jingle bells. Okay, listen, I love that. It's great. Wonderful time of year. It's over. Pack it up, wrap it up, turn the lights off. Let's get on. All right, and the holiday season's a great season to pause. Now, you have a whole week to pause here, we need moments like this in our lives to reflect. I want you to know there is a destiny. We all end up in heaven. Go with me to Philippians chapter 3. And I want to give us a rhythm today that's very important. It's very crucial that you learn how to evaluate and live. That is a rhythm in all of life. To evaluate and what? Live. Now remember, the God that has redeemed you is most excellent. And he has placed in our lives the power of the Holy Spirit. That's already in you. So I want us to get to some clear thinking. Don't ask the Holy Spirit to show up. That's the wrong prayer. It's already on. What we really need to ask is, God, give me the insight and the ability to follow what the Spirit says. That's where the problem is, isn't it? The problem isn't God's not on. The problem is I'm not in tune with where God is. Hello, is that not the real issue? I am refusing to listen to the excellent what? Way.
How many is that not the tension in life? There's the excellent way of God, and then there's my idea. There's this excellent moment with God, and then there's the way I see it. There's this excellent way with God that he's put it together and wants it to be released, and then I got some better ways. I want to show God how good I can do it. Any of y'all ever been like that? I'm just going to show God how good I can do my life. And guess usually what happens when I do that? Well, all the time what happens when I do that? I'm back going, Lord, show me your way, because my way has limited me. Isn't that weird? God's restrictions release our freedom. God's so free, where he restricts us, frees us. Does that make sense? If not, you got a whole year to understand that, okay? God will reveal that. Now let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Paul knew this. Paul knew this. Because Christ was in his life, he was living a whole different life, a whole different way, a whole different meaning. In fact, remember, Paul was the one who was Saul. And then he has an encounter with grace, with Jesus himself on the Damascus Road. And he is so changed that even his what? Name changes. From Saul to what? Paul. Well, you all have had a name change. You realize that? John, guess what your name used to be? Dead John. Your name's no longer Dead John. I used to be Dead Steve. You were Dead Larry, married to Dead Emily. Right? Does that make sense? Because without Christ, we are what? Oh, man, y'all are waking up. Without Christ, we're what? I got to preach a little bit. In Christ, we've been made what? To tell the person next to you, I am alive even though I don't look like it. Go ahead and tell them. I am alive even though I don't look like it. I'm alive. I'm living. Now, Hull, check this out. Would you agree with me that in Jesus Christ, we're connected to heaven? So in a real way, every year we move in our lives, we are moving closer to what? Heaven. Is that true? I believe you all are right, because I believe that's what the Bible teaches. Now, for a moment, I want to see, we don't talk about this enough. Wait a minute. My life is not my own. My life is a life connected to Jesus. So if it's connected to Jesus, Bob, then ultimately I'm connected where? Heaven. Now, guess what? You can't buy heaven. There's not going to be an auction one day where people up there selling lots in heaven. Heaven is not for sale. There's a reason for that. We cannot obtain God. We must be given God. There's nothing we can do to get there. God has done it, and he's willing to give it. Does that make sense? And see, that changes the way you live out your faith, because there's a lot of people trying to earn their way to heaven, and they get real impressed with their good works. You know, I got people that tell me, well, Pastor Ayers, I've never said a cuss word. And I say, I bet you will when you go to hell. Because that's not going to obtain heaven. See what I'm saying? I can't obtain heaven. But hold on. There is a Jesus who has saved me that allows me to be positioned in heaven. You following me? So inside of you, you've been made excellent. In fact, inside of you, your deepest most part of your experience of life, your spirit, all your sin has been forgiven if you're in Jesus Christ, and you have been made perfect. Let me clarify, though, in spirit. It's the soul where the problem is. I've got a perfect spirit with some messed up thinking. Any of y'all live that life? I got a most excellent way with some skewed viewpoints. Any of y'all got that kind of situation? I got the potential and power of God, but I short circuit those things sometimes with my own ideas and own ways of thinking. Any of y'all have that same problem? Anybody else have that problem? Now I want you to begin to get to vision. What does this church look like? Now listen, I'm all for the church universal. I'm for every church, but we happen to have to focus on this one. All right? So when I believe every church that pleases Jesus Christ is the church of Jesus Christ. But what are we at Hillview going to do? What would it look like? I want you to get a dream.
What does it look like to be an excellent church released? I wonder how many baptisms a church releasing excellence has. What kind of investment? What kind of ideas? Pastor Mark and I, we go visit the last week and make sure we see our folks that aren't able to get here. And as we were walking through some of these facilities, you know what, Hillview? I want you to look. We finished 20 years of ministry. Add 20 years to where you are right now, and where are we? John, 20 years to where you are right now. No, Susan, it is not old. It is seasoned. See, y'all use these horrible words. Well, let me ask you a question. Where did God ever say you're going to get old? He said you're going to die. He said you're going to live and you're going to... You know what? I got to think, man, what is the faithful? What does a church give like that is releasing excellence? You know what? I would love for our church to really have the first rocking senior adult facilities ever in the history of America. I'm serious. I mean, I'm talking, I want people to go to heaven. I want to have a facility that looks like you're headed to heaven. Yeah. Can you imagine having a senior adult home where kids came in and visited and they were like, those are the most excellent people I've ever seen in my life. We need to dance our way into heaven. I'm telling you, we need to. And now we may not dance as fast as we used to, but we need to celebrate our way into heaven. There needs to be some of those kind of commitments. Billy, I don't want to see you rolled around in a wheelchair. I want to see you on roller skates with your grandkids pushing you forward toward heaven. I mean, we need to wake up to this kind of excellent life. Till our last breath, may God be glorified. Amen. I think we need to get that moment. Now, to do that, you've got to get this reality. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, first part of the verse, he realized, not that I have already obtained all of this, not that I've obtained everything that God has in store for me. That's an attitude you need to receive. I haven't seen everything God wants me to see. How many of you all understand that? You are not finished. Now listen, some of you more seasoned folks, I'm tired of you telling me you're done. You're not done. You are not aware of what God is going to do with you. Here's the problem. A group of people a few decades ago said 65 years old was old. Noah would have laughed at you. Sarah would have said, 65? I didn't even have a child then. I wasn't a mama to 95. Now, I wouldn't wish that on any of you all. I told Elizabeth the other day, I said, we had a friend of ours, and he's on his second round of family, and he's about my age, and he's got a six-month-old. And we were with him, and I just said, may the mercy of God be with you. Now, I don't mind at my age having a six-month-old as long as they go with who made them. You know, they go back, but this one stays. And I said, Elizabeth, what do you think it'd be like to have a baby right now? Keith, I don't want to know. I don't. I'm not wishing this on me. I asked Elizabeth, I said, man, what would that be like? And I said, just think, Sarah was in her 90s packing Isaac. She said, honey, there had to be something different in the water back then. But you know, life is to be lived until God finishes with your life. Paul said, I want to know the power of God's resurrection. And to do that, I got to join in the life of Jesus. And that might even involve some suffering. But he goes, I'm going to learn how to do some things. And these are some things I just want us to be aware of as we enter a new year. Make sense? As we enter this new year, that God would just release himself in you. Now, guess what? I want to give you some expectation I have. Sheriff, I want you to not rest somebody, but I want to see one of your buddies up here in the baptistry. I want you to come on with him. Marilyn, you need to help him, so you come on too, okay? Jim Barber, you got couples. You meet new couples. Meet couples, invite them to Jesus. Don't be offended by this. Listen, I call people out because we ain't a big snotty church, okay? We're all in this thing together. We're all in this thing together. You know what I love about when I get up in the morning and, you know, I see Chris Allen on TV? That's my brother in Christ on TV. That ain't a TV celebrity. That's Chris. That's my brother in Christ. And he's doing what God called him to do, and he does it in an excellent way. When I look at Red, that's my little brother in Christ. It's doing great things, and God's going to do great things with him in life. See, we got to start getting this attitude that God is using his church to show the world that his way is excellent. So, Don, we got to let it be released. I don't know, Superintendent, Leon, I hadn't seen a most excellent church released in this world. I've read about it, but I haven't seen it. One of my prayers is to see some of the New Testament in action before I die. I've seen some of it, but I want to see some more. What about you all? Let me ask you a question. 3,000 people were baptized in one day in Jerusalem, and they didn't even have iPads back then, and iTouches, and iPhones, and iThis, and iThat. What could God do with all that? Now, he's not going to do it through me, but he might do it through some of y'all. What's God going to do with all that's in motion here? He wants to give testimony to his most excellent way. Let all of it be released. Does that make sense? All of it be released. Paul had this attitude. I hope you get it today too. Not that I've already obtained all this. That means I don't know everything I'm going to know. How many of y'all are that far along? That means you're past 21. Don, did you know everything at 21? Of course you did. You were with me, and I knew everything at 21. How many of y'all knew everything at 21? I love 21. I thought I was an adult, and I really wasn't. I'd been married for a year, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I know how to straighten the church out. God, through all of human history, has had a plan, but he's never had a plan until Steve Ayers got on the earth. How arrogant is that? And you know what? I had a lot of older pastors who were patient with me and who loved me. And I wondered why they always grinned at me like they grinned. You know why? Because they knew the most excellent way, and they knew that my way was going to collapse. That God was in charge no matter what. And given time, you will come to the conclusion, who's in charge? God is. Paul came to that conclusion. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect. I haven't figured it all out, but I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to stay with it. Hillview, we hadn't figured it all out. Amen. Now, let me warn you again. We cannot talk about what once was. We got to live in what is. And we need to do that in all of our lives. Embrace every season of your life. How many already embraced the season of your life? So far, I've loved every season of my life. And they all have different things in them. I can't run like I used to run, and I can't physically do like I used to do. But you know what? I can still get as much done because I'm smarter at doing all those things that I used to do. I get somebody else to do them now. That's brilliant. Why carry shingles up on a roof when you got a son that can do it? See, God takes care of things. Let his way be what? Released in you. Let his way be released in you. Enjoy every season of life. Because in every season of life, God's excellent way is in front of you. Now we got to put some motion to the new year. Press on. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have yet taken a hold of all of it. But look what. Here's what he says to do. Here's what I've learned to do. But I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of me. Hello, who's doing the holding? Jesus. Now see, I hear this in our conversation. I mean, I came through the 80s. I remember in the Church of America in the 80s, we were all seeking God. It was called the Seeker Movement. And everybody was out seeking God. All the baby boomers were seeking a spiritual experience with Jesus Christ. So what we did in our churches is we made sure we took all the tough stuff out of the churches so that all the seekers could feel comfortable about going to church. We never did that here at Hillview because we believe without a cross there is no hope. We knew that crosses were painful. We never found lazy boys in the Bible. There's not a jacuzzi in the Bible. There's the Jordan River, but no jacuzzi. This is not about massages and feel goods. This is about from death to what? Life. So there's some painful activity in between that gap. Paul understood, I'm going to press on because God's taking hold of me. Think about this a moment. How many of y'all are glad to know that Jesus Christ has taken hold of you? Who took hold of you? Harvey, you did not take hold of him.
He took hold of what?
That's the good news. Look at the scripture. You got to learn how to read it. I mean, I hear people all the time, well, I'm now following God. Well, guess what? Here's what you ought to say. I am so privileged that God has taken hold of me. That God would forgive me. That God loves me. And that there is an excellent way inside of me now. Compliments of who? Jesus. I mean, I hear this language of the 80s that came through was like, well, I have now found Jesus. Now the kingdom of God is complete because he's got me. No, the kingdom of God was complete long before you came along. But the good news is God is willing to complete you and to receive you and grace you. That's not about us. It's about what? Christ in us. How many of y'all glad to know Jesus has taken a hold of you? He has taken a hold of you. And what's he going to do? Release us. He goes on, I press on. How many of y'all need to press on? How many of y'all need a little press on motion? I'm going to press on. You know what I'm going to encourage some of y'all to do? Listen, don't listen to the world. I hear people tell people all the time, when are you going to retire? Who said you needed to? You know, if you're 70 years old and you got a clear mind and your health's good, your question ought to be this. Why did God give me a clear mind and good health? Because he wants me to continue to what? Press on. See, I don't get it. I live, dude. I mean, if you're still up and going, then go on and make a difference. Make sense? Why should you sit down when your body is not saying sit down? Let me give you good news. If you just live a full life, you'll die pretty quick. I don't get this whole thing, this retirement thing, where everybody just sits in a chair waiting to die. Who came up with that? It's not known in any other time in human history but ours. And I think we need to grasp this back. I'm going to live so I can live on. Boy, that's a different way to look at it, isn't it? I'm going to live every minute I got down here, so I'm going to live on in heaven. You have already confessed quite readily that heaven is our destination. I'm going to live. So every year that comes by, I'm going to press on. Okay, I'm going to what? I'm going to press on, girl. Whether I'm in Korea or Kentucky, I'm going to press on. But I press on to take hold of that has taken hold of me. Jesus has taken hold of me. Now I want to give you a rhythm. You got to get this rhythm. You ready? Here's your rhythm. He goes on, I've been taking hold. Are we secure there? God's done some great things in 2010. I'm all excited about those great things that he did. But let me tell you what, I'm anxiously awaiting what God's doing in 2011. Let me give you some cool news. How many of y'all realize God has already been through 2011? Pretty cool. That's what I love about God. Nothing in history surprises God. He's not the one surprised. Who's surprised? We are. And we kind of act like, God, did you know this was going to happen? I wish he would answer back sometimes. Yeah, I kind of figured that out from the cross. I figured out from the day that I said, let there be light, I figured out what was going to go on. Let me take hold of you and carry you to where? To heaven. I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad to be going to heaven. Anybody else in here glad to be going to heaven? Now, I'm going to give you your mission here in just a minute. How many of y'all need to forget some things? How many of y'all remember everything? And Paul said, quit remembering and start pressing. One thing I do, he said, one thing I do, and I've learned to do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. How many of y'all need to take this week and forget some things that are behind you? Forget them. There's the art of forgetting. You know why? When you're forgiven, forget. Forget it. Why do we need to forget some things? Because here's what I want you to know. The past can paralyze the present. And we got a lot of people in our culture, they like to dwell in the past. Why do people like to dwell in the past? There's a line. You can't change it. But in the presence, the excellence of God can be released. So forget what's in the past and live God in the present. Press on in the presence of God. Look at here. He said, press on. I forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. I press on toward the gold. Note this line here. I love this line. For all you non-competitive people, let me give you some scripture. To win the prize.
Not to participate in the game.
The only people that talk about participation are those who lose. I've never heard a winning team go, I'm so glad we got to participate tonight.
No.
We live to win in Christ. Not in us, but in who? Christ. But I want you to hear those words. Those are tough, I mean, absolute words. Jesus wins. He doesn't just participate with us. He wins in us. He wins out over our sin. He wins out over hell. And he places us to heaven. He wins. He what? Wins. I press on. I like that. Toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. In Christ who? Jesus. All right, three things sum it up. 2:10. Tell it goodbye this week, okay? And then say hello to this. God, I want to forget what is behind me. And I want to receive everything that's in the moment. I want to receive what's in the moment. Now, there's going to be a lot of cool things going on this year. Did you know what? There's going to be people, and guess what? They're going to get married this year. There'll be young couples, first time, man, they got hopes and dreams of marriage. They're going to get married, and 3 months later, they're going to find out it's nothing they thought it was going to be. How many of y'all found that? Everybody's marriage has the same call. You get married, you go on a honeymoon. I think we ought to skip the honeymoon. Because the honeymoon is the illusion. You go on the honeymoon, you go, man, it's the greatest week I've ever had in my life. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. And you get back home, and I don't know what happened to that person I went on the honeymoon with. On both sides of the deal, amen? But then, when we get past what we don't think it is, you got to do what? Press on. Because Adam, eventually, your woman, she puts you out there, she makes you run laps because you ate too much of a good cook in the first year of marriage. Remember that? She said, honey, now we're going to have to thin this up a little bit. Yeah, but press on. Press in, press on. Forget what's behind. I'm going to tell you what a lot of people never live because they always live with what they used to be. Now, I'm going to be very pointed in this. When you live in the past, you really disregard what Jesus did on the cross. It's very hard to claim that you're full of grace and constantly talk about what you used to be. Because if you're full of grace, you're going to be becoming the excellent human that God has redesigned you to be. So live in that. And so, Hillview, I'm going to give you two things we got to do in the next year we're going to start doing. I mean, in a bigger way than ever. I want you to dream with me. What does a church releasing God's excellence look like? Feel like? So Sunday, I hope I come in here and hear what a church that's releasing God's excellence. I wonder what that church sings like. I wonder what that church preaches like. I wonder what that church, I wonder how it handles the parking lot. I wonder how it welcomes people. I wonder how that church tells the community that there's a great message of grace and people need to be invited to that message. You see what I'm saying? So I really want to, that's what we're kind of going to be focusing on for the next 6 weeks for sure. We're going to look at God's direction and how that needs to be released in us. That make sense? All right, I'm finished. Anybody got any questions? Y'all going to go do this thing? Y'all going to go do this thing? Okay, so what do you need to do this week? Forget what? Forget about it. Y'all ever heard some of our northerners here in the congregation? They'll go, forget about it. I like that phrase. I've picked that one up. Forget about it. But don't just forget. You got to forget what's behind, and you got to embrace what is now. And that's the excellence of God. Make sense? In every day. and go ahead and start doing it while you're young and pretty. And then what happens? God just takes that and just accelerates it. Isn't that cool? So start now and let God finish. Now, I want to give you an opportunity. This, to me, would be a great Sunday to be saved. It's the end of the year. You want to start a new year. What would be the most excellent possible way to start a new year? If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're dead. Did you all realize that? So what celebration is that? I was dead in 2:10. I'm dead in 2:11. I'm dead in 2:12. I'm dead. That is not anything to celebrate about. But let me tell you what is celebrated. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Billy Lowe, Elder Billy Lowe. I'm glad I can say that now. When I say that to you, it looks real now, doesn't it, Billy? It's really heavy. Elder Billy, when I say Jesus has set us free of our sin and life has come to us, that is a reality, isn't it? And we'll never be the same from that moment. Bob, once Jesus gets a hold of our lives, he takes hold of us. We are brought to heaven, fully alive. Now, you know what? There's some people in here that need to step into that, need to say, Lord Jesus, before this year closes out, I'm going to step into eternity. You know how you do that? Just like this. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. How many of y'all have come that far along? I have sinned. Now, that's the what? Path. Now, when you receive Jesus and he forgives you of all your sin, what can you forget about? The past. Until then, what are you always going to remember? The past. And let me tell you what, brother, too. They'll remind you of it, too. Have you noticed that? People will remind you, Dan, I know it's never happens to you, but I have been reminded of my past. In fact, my son came to me one day and he said, Dad, you know, there's some stories about you and your youth. I said, lies, lies, all lies. You know what I told him? I told him the truth. I said, first of all, I said, stories of human beings who are a little rambunctious become legendary as the day goes on. You will find that out. But I said, number two, I said, let me tell you what, Blake, I could care less about those stories because I'm not in my story. I'm in the cross. That's what's changed. I'm in the cross. This is the grace of God. God rewrites our story so I can press on because God's already got us secured. Because God has us secured, we can press on in. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? So I want to open the altar up. Y'all are going to have opportunity to come and receive Jesus Christ. If you have not been baptized, guess what? Let's get that taken care of. You can get it taken care of this week. Anytime, just call church, man. And we'll get a pastor over here to baptize you. We baptize anytime. But, you know, let's get that taken care of. Why don't we get it taken care of before we start a new year? Now, church, I'm serious about this. I mean, I'm not going to change my mind. So this is a good time. If you don't want to hear about this in church, you need to go find a church. You know, if you want to hear about holding hands and singing Kumbaya, you are in the wrong congregation. We got some Kumbaya churches here in Bowling Green, and I honor them. I'm just not a Kumbaya guy. And the reason I'm not a Kumbaya guy, I have never seen Kumbaya people change a thing. Amen. All they do is sit around saying, well, Lord, discipline me. And for all y'all that want to be discipled, I want to encourage you to graduate someday. In fact, I said this to one of my professors one time. I said, I believe the reason the gospel was so fervent in the early days of Christianity, there were no seminaries. So we didn't sit around and contemplate what God could do. We were involved in what God was doing. And I can say that since I've been to cemetery through all the stuff. It's not about that. It's about really releasing the excellence that God has already placed in our lives. Let's go live it. I want you to know, I know some of y'all think I'm joking. I expect every one of you to share the gospel with people. And I don't want to hear this. Well, Pastor Harris, if I took a spiritual gift inventory and I don't have the gift of evangelism, bull. You have the message of Jesus Christ in your life. He has given you great love and you need to share with somebody else. Let me really simplify it for you. God has placed us headed toward heaven. We've agreed on that, correct? Well, let me ask you a question. How many of y'all are going to invite some others to go with you? I don't know about you, but if I eat at a great restaurant, guess what I do as soon as I eat at a great restaurant? How many of y'all tell people if you really eat at a good restaurant? If you eat at a bad restaurant, what do? Yeah, is that right? They don't go eat there. Man, them chicken fingers there taste like rubber. But if it's really good, what will you do? the greatest place. How do people find out about Harper's Catfish? See, y'all been there, haven't you? Yeah, I mean, it's up in Allen County. Watch this. I mean, you have to be, how do you get to Harper's? You're invited by somebody. They don't advertise. And you'll start out like this. This place going to look like a hole in a wall. I mean, it's out in nowhere. You know, you're going to drive down this gravel driveway. You're going to see this big kind of Palak, but it's the greatest catfish you've ever tasted in your life. And it is. But how did you get there? You went with somebody, and then what did you do? So good, you said, you called somebody else, and you said, hey, y'all ever been to Harper's over there? We're going to take you down there. It's going on Friday night when they pile up the coleslaw. It seems that I want you to invite people to go to heaven. And we got to get on that a little more.
Well, Pastor Steve, you know, we had a great year in 2010.
I know, it's over. And now we're going to quit having great years. And I'm going to press you on to what does an excellent year look like? What is a year where we say, God blew my mind and every possibility I thought was broken by the reality of God? Let's live that way, amen? Stand with me. If you have not been baptized or never asked Jesus Christ into your life, we want you to make that decision today, man. Let's get this new year started off. How many of y'all need to come and pray and say, God, may your excellence be released in my life in 2011. That'd be a great day. God, release your excellence out of me into the world. What's wrong with that? I think God's going to surprise all of us. What do you think? It's what I love about Hillview. It's one big surprise. It's kind of fun to pastor here. Every Sunday, guess what? I'm surprised. And I surprise people too. They come to Hillview and go, that's the guy I went to high school with. He's preaching? Surprise. When God takes hold of us, anything is possible. Don't doubt God. Lord, this altar is open. Lord, I pray for those who just need to be drawn to Christ today. I pray that nobody in this auditorium leaves today that's not a believer. I pray that your grace will fall into them, Lord. You will draw them to salvation today. Lord, I pray also that as a church, we will press on. We won't talk about where we've been, but we'll talk about where you're going to take us. And we will live in that in a very real way. And so, God, as this altar opens up, I pray for anybody that needs to be baptized that hadn't done that yet, that they'll come and consider that, make a decision to do that. Lord, to just come and to pray and to be released by you, we just ask in your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Guess what, church? Come on up here and let God just touch you and embrace you as we start a new year. If you have not received him, we'd love to talk to you about that. We'd love for him to draw you to his grace. Come on, church. Just be open with it. If you haven't been to the altar a while, just come and see what God might do. Come on, church. Let God have his way in you. Let him have his way in you.